Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, I think somebody owes me $20. I bet, and I hate to say it, that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson were going to be Splitsville within 6 months. Thank you, TMZ, for confirming. Sources close to the former couple say that Ariana and Pete have split over the weekend. They're still friends. They're just not having sex with each other. I mean, that's cool. It happens. Grande's engagement ring cost about $100,000. Does she get to keep the ring, though? Probably not. Pete seems petty. Shouts to Fabulous. He did patch things up with Emily B's dad just days after the shooting threats. See, he's playing a great game of chess because there is a court case and there's charges being filed against him for that whole domestic violence situation. But Fabulous and his baby's mama's father agreed to let bygones be bygones, according to TMZ, sources close to the rapper and Emily B. As heated as the argument was back in March, Fab and Emily's dad connected the very next day. They discussed how things got out of hand, said they would bury the hatchet. No hatchet, of course, was presented during that time. But some threats actually ensued. And so I guess everything is fine, but nobody told the lawyers. And now he's going to have to go to court. Now, there were rumors that Emily B and Fabulous got married. I don't think they had anything to do with love. I think it has everything to do with Emily not having to testify in court against her husband or baby daddy. I don't know. This is definitely something to talk about further. I'll keep you posted. So something I knew was going to happen, I had private discussion with Mike Epps about this a few years ago, and a new Richard Pryor documentary is on the way. Do I get credit for that? Nope. Okay. The movie is titled I Am Richard Pryor, and it's a documentary being produced for Paramount Network. Follows a legendary comedian as he rises from his impoverished childhood, growing up in a brothel run by his grandmother, to becoming the highest paid performer in the entertainment industry. Nobody but Mike Epps could play this role. I thought there were rumors that Marlon Wayans would be playing it, but I kind of see Mike Epps, because Mike Epps is movie funny and not stage funny. That's my word, nobody else's. So no other details about the project have been released, but something I definitely want to look forward to watching, not just on DVD. I really will spend $15 to see that at the movies. And finally, Kalani announces she's 4 months pregnant with a baby girl. But here's the thing. Her baby daddy is bisexual. So instead of boring you with reading her statement on Instagram, let's just say she's very happy. She dreamt of being a mother since she was a child. Yes, that's weird. Why she decided to announce that her baby daddy or to be is bisexual, I don't know. That raises a lot of flags in my head. But you know what? As long as the baby is healthy and she's happy, we can expect a great album to come within the next few months. So congratulations to Kalani.